Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
So before we proceed through the agenda, I really want to briefly comment on the news of the recent arrest of our Gulfbreeze student, former Gulfbreeze student. And we understand why some of our families have expressed concerns regarding safety. And I want you to know we truly do hear those concerns. And we understand why many of you have those feelings of anxiety and concerns. Also know that there are many families and others in the community who have questions about the arrest.
Yesterday at the Santa Rosa County School Board, Karen Barber, the superintendent, addressing the situation with Matthew McChesney, his arrest for having child sexual material and, you know, digital form. And then he was, you know, allowed to apparently walk through the, you know, graduation deal. You're familiar with this. I was not familiar with this practice, so I'd never heard of it before. It sounds like kind of a cool thing. The seniors go back to their elementary school.
And middle school. And see some of their teachers.
And say hi and bye and look
exactly.
How I turned out. And
exactly.
Thank you for everything. Or screw you, I turned out fine in spite of you or whatever.
That's right. Yeah, no.
Different reactions from different people.
Exactly.
And the kids are part of this? Like they high-five the grads or something? Or whatever, yeah, so
they do.
Okay.
I mean, it's a really cool thing.
It seems like, yeah, gives them something to dream about. Do kids dream about graduating? I don't know. Anyway, so the problem is his mom was the assistant principal at Gulfbreeze Elementary. She would have known, the argument goes, that he was under investigation for this illegal material, and yet she allowed him to participate in this in a position of privilege in the thing, and that's what people are upset about, among other things. Karen Barber said, look, as Bob Johnson told WAR, investigations take time and they don't always produce a result immediately. She wasn't told, the district wasn't told very much, if not anything.
Importantly, Santa Rosa County District Administration was not involved in the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's ongoing and thorough investigation beyond the initial notification that law enforcement was going to interview the student on campus. The district was not kept apprised of any additional information. District administration became aware of the arrest and the details of the charges on Friday, August 1st.
Substantially later, several weeks, months actually later from the original investigation. She says immediately the following Monday, they started their own internal investigation to prioritize everybody's safety, working closely with the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. And she says,
because this is an ongoing investigation and an open district investigation, we cannot provide any additional comments at this time. But I can tell you that we are listening. I read the PNJ article that came out and read the comments of and questions of some of the parents who were interviewed, and I understand, and those are valid questions.
And these are the right things to be saying. I think maybe more could have been said, but she clearly said in her comments that she wishes she could say more and can't. She's meeting with parents today and Monday. She hopes to rebuild trust and confidence, but she cannot say more. One thing she did note.
We will have additional security on campus. And of course, we have our single point of entry. We only allow families in when they show that ID.
So I'm guessing that's related to school starting and people thinking they might be escorting their own kids, which is, you know, that's not going to happen. Although I guess, don't they do that at elementary schools a lot, especially for kindergarten? They kind of make an exception to the access rule in the first year. Anyway, so you had Jerry Cooey got told to sit down when he tried to jump up and speak at this point.
This is a public comment time now, Mr. Cooey.
Carol Boston, she's the best. This is not public comment time, Mr. Cooey. And then he did not wait for the end. But who did wait for the end for the public comment, which I do think the public comment should be allowed at the beginning. Most other bodies do it that way. He had two parents, Laura Dane, who has two daughters, one at elementary and one at Gulfbreeze Middle. And she was pretty calm in tone, but frustrated. Kyle Connolly, on the other hand, a female mom of three, two at Gulfbreeze Elementary, one at Gulfbreeze Middle, was much more animated in her criticism of the school board and Dr. Barber.
I've sparked a firestorm of attention because parents, my own peers, are done with your silence. I'm not here for my own attention. I am here because I represent every parent who could not show up this morning. And I want to talk about what transpired on May 8th. We all know Matthew McChesney was searched on campus at Gulf Breeze High School, but the search didn't end there. It continued at his home in Gulf Breeze, Florida, the same home that he shares with his mother, assistant principal Kimberly McChesney of Gulf Breeze Elementary School.
So she's setting up, you know, explaining the facts that are the predicate for why she's frustrated.
So what I want to know is, how did Dr. Karen Barber not know this student was under investigation for child pornography? How did Principal Monica Garcia not know her assistant principal's son was under investigation? Surely Dr. Barber had to have called Mrs. Garcia on the day of the investigation to inform her the search warrant was being executed on one of her staff members' homes. And did Mrs. Garcia not hear the commotion coming from Mrs. McChesney's office when she received notifications of her Ring doorbell camera? They sit right across the hall from each other, and I doubt Mrs. Garcia would release Ms. McChesney without explanation.
Now, I don't know any of those facts or how they would play out, but, you know, you're hearing the case she's saying. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. The only issue we're having right now is a malfunctioning light on Davis Highway, right in front of West Florida Hospital. So please take it slow through that area. That way hospital personnel can get across the street safely on Davis Highway. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Well, there's the overpass, right? The walkover, right?
Yeah, I guess.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Because people use them. Anyway, back to the point. So Kyle Connolly, I hope that's her first name. She said it kind of fast. I believe that's accurate. And if it's not, I apologize. I'm not trying to mispronounce her name. Talking about the Karen Barber's comments and talking about kids in school and the vulnerability of the elementary kids here.
So let's assume they all didn't know, despite evidence, including eyewitnesses pointing to otherwise. How was he later allowed to walk through the halls of Gulf Breeze Elementary surrounded by small children, my own children, giving them high fives, number two slot in the senior walkthrough? I have video, I have posted it online, for a photo op for Mommy Dearest. That wasn't just bad judgment, that was an outrageous breach of trust. A confessed predator was welcomed into Gulf Breeze Elementary School. And while he was under investigation, of course.
So I think the answer from the sheriff's office would likely be, well, until proved, you know, and it takes time to conduct an investigation, I think Ms. Connolly's response would be, yeah, but you knew what you're investigating him for, and you shouldn't, you know, and she knew, the assistant principal, his mom knew, and he certainly shouldn't have been allowed to conduct this walkthrough with elementary kids. You'd have to come up with some, maybe you have to come up with some explanation, but okay, so you have to come up with some explanation. Right. Understandable outrage. You know, why is somebody who's involved in child pornography allowed to go walk through the elementary school? If it were a teacher, you immediately put them on suspension until you can conduct the finish the investigation, decide what to do. You don't say, they can go to the they can keep teaching while this is happening. And that's the same argument that you would use here. And that's, I think, a very reasonable thing to request.
Our community sat completely unaware for months. And this wasn't just a senior walk. This was a complete security failure. It was an insult to every parent who trusts this district to protect our children. And I'm not here for your excuses, and I don't want to see you wiping fake tears. I'm here for answers.
So some people are very frustrated, and that came across clearly. And the one thing I will say is they didn't say anything at the end to follow up and respond, and I kind of wish they would have, because, again, it's I know you get into your habit of I'm not going to respond to people, because that just facilitates the kind of, you know, James Calkins problem of then we get into this back and forth argument, or in Milton, you know, we get into this back and but I don't know. Sometimes you just got to say something. And I'm sure that Karen Barber was thinking, well, I gave a prepared statement. I can't say anything else. I don't want to say something I shouldn't say. I don't know. Again, I'm a big fan of communication, you know. So that's where it stands. And there's more nuance to this a little bit, I think, in terms of, you know, when would you draw the line at prohibiting somebody? You know, if, for example, what if one of the kids had been charged with a DUI? Would you allow them to go? And you say, well, Andrew, pornography is... I get it's different. But I'm just, you know, what would that line be? And is an allegation enough? Is an investigation enough? I mean, is a charge enough? I mean, you're still not guilty until you've actually gone to court. And, I mean, those are all the right questions. They're fair questions. And so far, we just haven't gotten a lot of clarity on any of that. And who knew what, when, and how much did they know, and how much did they act or not act on it? 719 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Just a note, if you're trying to listen, who would I be telling this to? If you can't listen on the app's not working. If you tried the app and now you're listening to me over the air at 92.3, 95.3, or 1620, I'm validating that your app is not working. Although for some people it clearly is. We got like half and half. So I don't know what to tell you. We're working on it. Technology is difficult. It's a blessing, and that's why when it fails, it's frustrating because it is such a blessing most of the time. Hey, if you need a roof, we've got a place to recommend to you. Quality Roofing Solutions. Brian Ward started this company 19 years ago and has been putting in, as the name says, quality roofs ever since. All around Pensacola, about 10,000 roofs he says they've done. They got about 1,000 reviews on Google. 4.9. Who? Nobody has a 4.9 on Google. That is amazing. And why? Well, because they do what they say they're going to do. They'll talk to you. They'll answer your questions, return your phone calls, be people, give you photos before, during, and after, you know, of literally every piece of plywood gets a photo so that you can see. And this is a digital record that you can access later if, God forbid, there's a storm and you might have to make a claim and your insurance company wants proof that you put in a new roof and then it was done right. Here are the 300 photos of my roof.
Oh.
You know, like that kind of stuff. Coming up with innovative ways to do even their own internal supply. Like they have little vans that run around that are intermediaries before their warehouse, between their warehouse and the job site, so that they can make sure and provide something that the workers need, scan it in, scan it out, all the exact inventory for that job. So, you know, the charges are all correct and they can manage their prices and make sure to keep them as low as possible. And they stand by the roofs with a lifetime guarantee. Who does that? Well, Quality Roofing Solutions does that. Find out more at qualityroofingsolutions.com or call them at 777-0961.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Saturday, August 16th, come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 plus acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or visit creeksidepreserveal.com. creeksidepreserveal.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:25 here on News Radio 92.3. I've got Dave Greenwood on the line. We'll get to him in just 1 second. Before that, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He trains our lifeguards overseas beach safety and comes on the radio every Friday to tell you what's going on the beach. Dave, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. What a beautiful Friday it is.
Yes, yes. It's going to be great. What are we looking at this weekend for conditions on Pensacola Beach?
Hit and miss showers, it looks like. Gulf will be fairly calm. There's not a rip current advisory, low to moderate risk of rip current. So we're happy about that. Then Sunday we wind up, we finish our coverage at Pretty Oaky Access 2.
Oh, okay. So that tower's coming in, or is it a tower? It is a tower, right?
Yeah, there's a tower out there with a truck and three lifeguards. We've been doing that since late May, and with the start of school Monday morning, both Santa Rosa and Escambia County schools start. We'll have unfortunately a reduction in staffing availability, so that will affect us.
Makes perfect sense.
We've got a lot of lifeguards go to UWF, and then equal number, probably almost an equal number, to go out of town to school, whether Florida State, or Miami, or someplace like that. So, unfortunately, the lifeguards are unavailable. So
right.
we'll still have casino staff 7 days a week.
Hey, was this the first summer we had Perdido Key 2 staffed? Is that right?
No.
Second
no,
summer.
No, we started, yeah, this is the second summer.
Second
we started
summer,
last
okay.
Year.
I remember one of the things we had talked about a long time ago was how, because of what the county does and does not own, that the pickup would have to go kind of up and down the street and out to PKD and then back to the beach and so forth, that it would be kind of an efficiency issue. Have you solved that? Have you run into that? Has that turned out to not be the issue we worried it might be?
No, because they don't patrol up and down. However, they're there and able to respond to anything that should happen on the key. And
okay.
We augmented with Station 19 and Station 8 that also provide coverage for Perdido Key.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Very good. Last thing, my wife had wanted me to ask you. I know Dave Greenwood knows that there's always marine life. I know Dave Greenwood knows that there's always the jellyfish and there's, sharks all the time because it's salt water. Therefore, there's stuff. But it does feel like there have been more incidents this year. What is your perspective on that? Is it different? Is it the same? Is there activity that's drawing them in? You tell me. You're the expert.
When you say activity, do you mean jellyfish or
sharks?
Sharks. No, I don't think. I think people are more aware of it, and then anytime the media picks up on a story, mm-hmm. people are always going to be, this misconception that if you go in the water, a shark will spot you and immediately seek you out and attack you is false. That's not true.
They will avoid you, you say?
Yes, exactly.
And that's what I just wanted to be sure because that was my perspective, but I wanted to check it against yours because you would genuinely know you're right. One or two or five, whatever the number is, very captivating examples. Okay. Not really.
Somebody told me they saw a shark in a certain area, and I thought, somebody almost drowned there a few months ago. Drowning is a risk you have to be mindful of when you go in the Gulf.
That's a great example. And you make a great point that just spotting a shark is not the same as there being a shark attack. That's a big difference. Dave, I really appreciate you. Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. We'll talk to you again next week, sir. Thank you so much for the time.
Okay, Andrew, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Yes, sir. All right, another Dave. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, thank you very much, Andrew. Appreciate that intro. Heavy on the id on my name. That's what I always say.
David. Yeah, heavy on the id. Well done.
You know,
the id is the, like, unrestrained, illogical, emotional impulse deep inside your, kind of like, your reptile brain.
Sure, Andrew.
Because there's the id, the ego, and the superego, right? That's your foreign. Right. Okay, right. Sorry. Go on.
I just always thought I wasn't cool enough to be Dave. Like, you know, that was my... Anyway, President Trump says Russian leader Vladimir Putin wants to meet with him. The president said yesterday both Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky want to meet ahead of the Friday deadline that Trump gave Russia to begin ceasefire talks. And the UK condemning Israel's planned takeover of the Gaza Strip. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer criticizing the plan earlier this morning, saying it would only bring more bloodshed.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Interesting executive order Trump has signed about making sure that banking is not politicized. We'll talk about that a little bit coming up. And yes, if you're having trouble with the app, we know we're working on it. I'm so sorry.
I'm CJ Papa. President Trump wants his Russian counterpart at the peace table.
We're going to see what he has to say. It's going to be up to him. Very disappointed.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich of the White House.
We can report that the two sides are tentatively looking at the end of next week for a Trump-Putin summit. The location is still up in the air, and Rome is still in the mix, but also Hungary, Switzerland, and the UAE are being considered. I'm told that Putin's first choice was Hungary.
China's President Xi dialing up Putin today. If Putin says no, President Trump expected to hammer Russia with harsher economic sanctions. The terror group Hamas says Israel's decision to take control of Gaza City is a war crime. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee.
They need to disarm, leave, and never think they have a future in Gaza again.
The ambassador earlier on Fox and Friends. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 75. Partly cloudy on a beautiful Friday morning. We'll get our forecast with Channel 3's Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Parents of students at Gulf Breeze Elementary School today will be meeting with Santa Rosa County School Superintendent Dr. Karen Barber to discuss concerns over this recent incident where a senior high school student under active investigation for having child pornography was apparently allowed to participate in the elementary school's senior walk last May.
And we understand why some of our families have expressed concerns regarding safety. And I want you to know we truly do hear those concerns. And we understand why many of you have those feelings of anxiety and concerns.
Dr. Karen Barber addressed that issue at the school board meeting yesterday. Several concerned parents also spoke during public comment, asking the district to continue investigating exactly who knew about the students' potential charges. A former art teacher in Escambia County has been sentenced to 54 years in prison for sex crimes involving a student. 63-year-old Winston Foster was convicted on charges of lewd and lascivious battery and unlawful activity with certain minors. Now, he was a teacher at Woodham Middle School starting in 2005, then at Beulah Middle School starting in 2018. The victim filed a complaint in 2022. She said a sexual relationship between her and the teacher began in 2017 when she was 15 years old, lasted until she was 17. Foster was accused of having sex with the girl at his home and in the school's supply closet. He was fired from the school district after he was arrested in February of 2023. Well, officials at Pensacola State College recognized veterans and military members and especially Purple Heart recipients at a ceremony on campus yesterday. This comes after the college was recognized as a Purple Heart College by the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Jill Hubbs works for Pensacola State College, but she was also recognized as a Gold Star family member. Her father is a Navy pilot who went missing in action during a mission in the Gulf of Tonkin during the Vietnam War.
On March 17, 1968, he and three crew members went on a mission. The plane disappeared off the radar, and to this day, no trace of the men or the plane has ever been located.
And that ceremony was held yesterday at Broxson Hall. Hub says it's important to honor veterans. She says PSC does its best to honor and support them and says the services provided not only make them successful as students, but also in life. Well, a convicted killer is hoping he can clear his name. That's what the lawyer for Tommy Ziegler said yesterday. He's asking a judge in Orange County to order a new hearing. Ziegler's on death row for killing his wife, her parents, and another person in Winter Garden 50 years ago. His lawyer says new DNA evidence should be proof that it wasn't Ziegler that killed them. The judge could issue a ruling in the next few days. 7:34, almost 7:35 now. News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Still dealing with the light that's malfunctioning right there in front of West Florida Hospital and Davis Highway. It's affecting both north and southbound lanes. So just slow down there. So if admin or doctors are trying to cross the street with that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. 75, partly cloudy, beautiful Friday morning. Let's get our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
20% chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. Going into Saturday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 77. For Sunday, 50% chance of rain, high near 90 and a low near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And it is 7:35, News Radio 92.3 75, and partly cloudy. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Flutter reported second quarter earnings that beat Wall Street expectations. The online sports betting giant owns the dominant U.S. sportsbook FanDuel. Flutter also raised its full-year guidance. Doximity has acquired the AI startup Pathway Medical for $63 million. Pathway was one of the largest structured data sets in medicine. The integration is underway, and the companies are testing a combined product in beta with thousands of doctors. Florida's biggest utility company is proposing a nearly $10 billion rate hike for electricity over the next 4 years, which environmental advocates say would represent the largest utility hike in U.S. history. Florida Power and Light Company will include two base rate increases in 2026 and 2027, and then additional hikes once again in 2028 and 2029. Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 224, the NASDAQ up 73, the S&P 500 down 5. That's your money now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money. And called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, if it's time to start looking for your next vehicle, Frontier Motors understands you don't want to. They get it. They know that you've had experiences. We've all had experiences, and you go to meet some person, and they want to know your life story, and then they want to ride with you, and then they want to talk with you afterwards, and you got to kind of like, can I get out of here? You know, like you're home or backing into the ferns. please let me leave. And then if you have to do that for several different makes of car, you know, that's like four or five different places. Or you just go to Frontier, one place, real nice, no intrusiveness. They just, you know, here, drive, go ahead, you know, try it, do what you need to do. And then we'll talk if you want to talk. I mean, literally, when we got done test driving the Honda Odyssey, they're like, do you want to look at a price? Like, well, sure, we're here. We'll look at a price. Oh, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit? We can. Can you give us a date? We can. Can you come down a little bit more? We can. Can we buy it? You can. I mean, like, that was the conversation. It was so easy. Anyway, Frontier Motors is great. They do it differently because they want to see you again and again and again, especially because, you know, most places only want to see, only, you know, they build their system around seeing you one time. Frontier builds a system around seeing you five or six times over the course of your life. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
I have a story for you that is simultaneously one of the most outrageous things I've read recently, but also the, of course, it's that kind of a story. This is published by the Free Press, which is, I think, a very interesting publication. They lean right. I haven't decided yet if they're 100% reliable all the time. I think so, but I'm still, jury's out. But I've looked enough to confirm that the basic details of this story are accurate. I'm going to read to you a poem, but I'm only going to read to you part of it because I can't read it all in the air. It's vulgar. Okay? I'll read you the poem. Ready? To, ? Or not to, ? William Shakespeare's ? Little, can't say this word, ? Symbol for a woman. That is the question. I want Billy Bard, ? To spank, ? My big question, juicy, ? Fanny, ? While he pens, his sexy, ? Sophisticated, ? Plays, ? No, ex Edward De Vere, no, I don't even know what that symbol is, ? Conspiracy here. If I'm gonna stop saying the question marks because it's annoying, but they're all interspersed throughout. If I'm lucky, Daddy will dress me up like one of his stage players and my I need to Ophelia, and do you think he'll write a sexy iambic pentameter slut liloquy? That's actually kind of clever for me. And then again, it's all the question marks, and I'm not gonna read you the rest, but you get the point.
It sounds like I'm talking to my son.
It's total gibberish.
It is.
It's total gibberish. And you might be thinking, why do I care? Well, it's published gibberish.
What?
There were publications that accepted this poem as a submission, published it, and paid the author. And part of the reason that they paid the author... was because the person was a minority and a lesbian and, had characteristics that fit what they, you know, black, female, lesbian, poet. Unfortunately, even though this poem was actually nominated for, and I can't read you the title on the air, nominated for a 2025 Best of the Net Award.
What do What did you just say?
Best of the net, like best of the internet. It's nominated for awards.
Oh, okay.
Award nominated. So the problem is that it was made by a white dude. And said white dude pretended to be various names. BH, fine, pronouns, it's complicated, was one of them. He's a straight white Canadian guy who told me he spent the last few years inventing minority identities and publishing terrible poems under pseudonyms just to see if really, really bad art could get published if only it came from the right author, so to speak. And wow. So let's see. One of those Dirt Hog Sauvage was one of the names. Adele Nwankwo, a gender fluid member of the Nigerian diaspora.
What?
There was one poem this? Over the course of 3 years in literary magazines, one poem across the Anglosphere about a lesbian WWE style wrestler that features lines such as, "You know, you want to know how I feel after being cheated out of victory over Pat Patriarchy at Survivor Series? I'm furious. I'm hot. Ooh, I'm so mad I could kiss a woman I don't even like right now." So he did this, I mean, partially for the money, partially because he could not get published. He said 47 of his intentionally bad poems have been published in numerous indie literary magazines, and partially to prove the point that, kind of like the old have your kid make some modern art and then see if you can sell it to the gallery,
mm-hmm.
kind of that sort of thing, except to deliberately pretend that it was made by all the right checkbox demographic categories, which he had to fake online personas in order to, you know, because it's not like they did no research. They didn't do nothing, but they went and looked at, oh, okay, here's this woman or whatever. In 2005, Michael Derek Hudson, a middle-aged white librarian in Indiana, saw his poem "The Bees, the Flowers, Jesus, Ancient Tigers, Poseidon, Adam, and Eve," rejected by publishers 40 times. That's his real name. That inspired him to try submitting it under the pen name E.I. Fen Chu, and after that, this is a different person, was promptly published and included in that year's annual Best American Poetry when he found out Hudson was accused of yellowface. And some of the backlash, I'm not sure what you say here. Anyway, against this person is, "You're putting on, you know, digital lesbian face," or I don't know what the right terms are here, but you get the point. And, you know.
I'm like, keep going, Andrew. This is getting good.
Let's take a quick break. Do traffic on the fives, John. I'll tell you more in a second.
All right. No accidents to report to you right now. If you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 5 to 7 minute delay through that construction zone. Also, Avalon Boulevard southbound as you approach I-10, seeing some minor delays there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you are working, if you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, payroll, you know, all the stuff that nobody really likes to do. Well, somebody does. Torgerson Consulting. They actually like to do that stuff. Like, you got into business hoping to not have to do that stuff, but then your business grows and you have to do that stuff. They got into business to do that stuff, which means that when you call them and say, "Hey, can you come look at what we're doing and see if you can do it better for us or cheaper or whatever," they will, and they like it. They're like eager. I know, they're weird, but they're weird in a good way. That's why they do so well at their job. We've been using them for about 4 years here at News Radio in Cat Country, Torgerson Consulting, and they've been fantastic. You know, choices, plans we didn't have, customer service, it was, you know, it's much better than what we had before. So I'm a big advocate, and my wife, who's an industrial engineer and asks hard questions and is not usually impressed by insurance agents' answers, she loves them. She gives them two thumbs up. They're great. So give them a call today for no obligation review of what you're doing in your company, 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or look them up at tcbenefitsgroup.com. All right, so here's where it gets a little bit more I mean, it's already fascinating, right? This guy pretends to be various digital personas of minority, you know, sexuality, gender identity, race, just gender, whatever, and then publishes ridiculous, deliberately ridiculous poems, submitting them to online magazines. And, you know, you have the problem of, in the intellectual circles, sometimes the issue is you can't say you don't understand a thing. So you just say, "Oh yeah, that's deep and fascinating. Look at how you've pointed to the, you know, the." I've been out of academia so long, I can't even do the faking of it. The hermeneutical underpinnings of the patriarchal struggle. You know, like, it's just all the nonsense. Anyway, okay. So in April, this person decided to reveal the hoax. He wanted to promote Echolalia Review, a 168-page book filled with his prank poetry that he independently published earlier this year. He wrote the Big Reveal Substack to drive traffic to it, wrote an email to one of the people he had tricked. This person does use they-them pronouns. Their name is Chris Talbot, and they are a freelance editor and DEI consultant. Talbot's website says they charge, they charge white, cis, and abled authors $10 per page for freelance editing, while they only charge Black, Indigenous, and people of color, BIPOC, gender variant, I've not heard that one before, gender variant, or disabled authors $5, so they discriminate against white people. Which, I mean, you know, do what you want. It doesn't bother me either way. Just let everybody discriminate. For their DEI consulting work, Talbot charges different rates based on the demographic makeup of a company's leadership organization, C-suite. Organizations whose leadership is more than 50% BIPOC, gender variant, or disabled get a steep discount. Editor of BK Magazine published one of the Adele Nwankwo's poems. Nwankwo.
I know, right?
Sounds vaguely lurid. No. Cylon figured they'd be sure to make some noise were they to find out that Nwankwo wasn't real. So he said he posed as a fictional Vancouver-based poet called Luna, who was emailing Talbot to say she'd seen Cylon being kicked out of a poetry meetup for bragging about tricking poetry magazines. So there's all these layers of deception here. Soon there were posts on BK Magazine, various social media accounts, denouncing him for taking a $10 token payment reserved for marginalized creatives only. How dare you rob the oppressed?
Right.
How dare you deliberately publish people only because you think they're oppressed? I mean, and it's gibberish. Per submission guidelines, white men do not qualify to be paid for their work because the magazine doesn't make enough cash to pay everyone, so the $10 is reserved for racially and ethnically marginalized, gender variant, and disabled submitters. Because these create, I'm not. This is a like a transgressor service, and I'm not making any of it up.
Wow, it is.
I try to tell you that I do add a little satire and flavor in comedy, but I don't. I'm representing the viewpoint, baby. Anyway, maybe mildly in some cases, gender variant. Because these creatives are the least likely to be paid for their published works or equitably for their day jobs, so he donated the $10 to charity. So anyway, and now apparently the book deal has been canceled. The editor at the publishing house for his novel has dropped his project because he's a white male author. It's insane. It's just insane. Now, I will say, there is a point to be made. I don't want to not make it. There's this old article. This is maybe, 30 or 40 years ago. It's Unpacking the White Knapsack, or the Knapsack of White Privilege. It's the first article to really point out that white people do experience a long list of privileges in society. And they do. We do. No doubt, we do. And so sometimes the privilege concept gets dismissed by the people who enjoy it. But, I mean, if you're a white, straight male in this society, you do have a lot of privilege, okay? Compared to Black people, compared to gay people, compared to certainly transgender, compared to women. That's just true. You want to argue about that, it's just true. You should admit it. At the same time, you have stuff like this, which is so insane. As a response to that, everybody should be treated equally. Everybody should be given opportunity. In fact, you know what? This is actually, this pulls two stories together in a really interesting way. Donald Trump has signed an executive order putting pressure on big banks to analyze their practices and make sure that they're not debanking people for political views, which is, of course, they shouldn't be. You know, if you're a conservative, you should be able to bank. If you're an anarchist, you should be able to bank. I mean, you're not consistent, but you should be able to bank. Okay? You're a solipsist. You believe nobody exists, but you fine. Let them bank. You believe in the great spaghetti monster. You believe in whatever you believe. Okay, your politics, your religion, even whatever you... None of that should have anything to do with whether you're able to access banking activity or get loans or anything like that. And I agree with that, and that's right. But the weird thing is you have this new fascism on the left that wants to use economic levers like banking or giving them a low ranking on the, not DEI, but the acronym, it suddenly escapes me. It's the one that some of these massive conglomerates have been using to evaluate, cities and states and companies to see if they have the right ESG. If they have the right sort of, political ideology. You don't want that. You want money to be neutral. because that's one of the great tolerances in a capitalist society is you don't want to buy a cake from the gay guy or the straight guy or the Jew or the Christian. You want to buy a cake from the good cake maker. And when you allow a separation between people's economic productive activity and their views, their politics, their religion, their relationships, that's tolerance, and that's a great way to allow for diversity. On the other hand, on the left, and sometimes on the right, it's true, when you want to punish or reward people based on their views, you're engaging in a kind of economic fascism or totalitarianism. The good capitalist says, I really don't care. I just want the thing. But you have this, well, it's accountability for companies that don't have the right. No, no, you're destroying a tolerant society. You're destroying a society that believes in diversity. You shouldn't, you really shouldn't care. In fact, you should kind of go out of your way to not care what the company or the people who work for it, what their values are, because that's the product is the product is the product. That's what, or the service is the service is the service. Now, I know it does get a little wonky when companies deliberately engage in expressing viewpoints as opposed to individuals. That does complicate matters. I agree. But the notion that you should use economic levers, what we should be goaling for is neutrality in the product or service. You know, I don't care whether the hairdresser is gay or straight. I just want a good haircut. You know, same thing for the car, same thing for the meal, same thing for the piece of music, whatever. But again, so getting rid of debanking, making sure that people have access to banking privileges regardless of their politics, that's a good thing. Similarly, in this whole vein is, you know, publish the good poems. If all the good poems happen to come from white men, so be it. But, you know, if all the good poems come from, you know, black, transgender, lesbian, members of the Nigerian diaspora, great. Just make it a good poem. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
I agree. All right. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Seeing some delays on Highway 29, right around 10 Mile Road, both northbound and southbound. Seeing some delays at that intersection. But other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you are thinking about buying a house or doing a real estate transaction of any kind, give Christina Leavenworth a call. And you know what she always says? Just call me and ask your questions. Yeah, I'll answer your questions. I'll help you ask better ones. And if you wind up being a deal for me, that's great. I want to, you know, make some money and help you solve a problem. If I'm not a deal for you, also great. I like meeting people. She always says she just loves talking to people about real estate. She's kind of a nerd about it. In fact, when she started doing this, you know, she left, being a reporter a long time ago. That's how long I've known her. And then, you know, she did some other things and started a family. And then she wanted to get into real estate. And all of us who knew her were like, people try real estate. I hope it works. Oh, my God. Talk about prolific. It's amazing. So give her a call. Just talk to her. You'll see the same. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Kick back with your family and friends at the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for another Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Bring blankets and chairs for the movie Shrek, beginning at sunset. Plan to enjoy the Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey. Pick local and fresh produce, along with unique products, every Saturday from 8 till noon at Highway 87 and Segura Corner. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
You got a pool over there?
We have a pond in the back. We have a pool and a pond. A pond would be good for you. Natural spring.
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, a pool or a pond. Anything would be good.
the pond would be good for you, Carl. 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, the Army is honoring the soldiers who subdued a man accused of shooting five people at Fort Stewart this week.
We take an oath to do this, foreign and domestic. So seeing them immediately do that here, it just sent chills through my body.
That is Lieutenant Colonel Mike Sanford. The Army honored six soldiers with the Meritorious Service Medal for their actions during that shooting on Wednesday. Five soldiers were wounded, and the great news, they're all expected to recover from their injuries there. A 20-foot python being treated after being rescued from a dumpster in Los Angeles. The snake was found on Tuesday. It was abandoned at an apartment complex, apparently suffering from a bacterial infection. She's being treated with medications, expected to fully recover in 3 months, you know, in case you're looking to adopt a new family member.
No. But thank you for the offer, the no. The Trump administration is officially ending the tell me the five important things you did last week for federal employees. It just kind of goes away.